I've headed to a test farm run by Michigan State University. It's not that far from Battle Creek, Michigan, where cereal companies like Kellogg's got started. Dr. Sig Snap shows me grain that might make it into our cereal bowl someday.
All right, what are we looking on this side of the field here?
So we have 6 varieties of perennial wheat.
Right now, they kind of look like spindly blades of grass. But in some ways, this is miraculous. You see, regular wheat dies after harvest. These have been harvested, and now they're popping back up.
We'll harvest these this summer, and then in the fall, they'll regrow. They build a deep root system, and they're able to come back. So at first, they start out very similar, but they keep growing longer, and they regrow after harvest. That's the big difference.
Actually, that's just the start of the difference between annual grains like wheat and perennial varieties. Dr. Snap says when farmers plant most annual grain crops, soil gets torn up again and again from planting and replanting. Rain can wash away the exposed topsoil. Perennial crops get planted once every few years, so they might hold the soil, and they might need less fertilizer that runs off into streams and rivers.
The roots of traditional crops, including annual wheat, are usually 1 to 2 feet, and so these root systems are down 6 feet. They can use fertilizers more efficiently, so they can pick it up from deep and move it back up to where we want it, into the grain.
And if these roots are strong enough, you might need less herbicide to kill the weeds, right? I mean, if that perennial wheat comes up strong enough, it's already out-competing the weeds that are next to it?
Right. And each year it should do it better every year for a couple of years anyways. We don't know how long.
Dr. Snap and her colleagues use the word maybe a lot when they talk about perennial grains. It's mostly because testing these crops is slow work. That's one reason they're letting some farmers run their own small tests. She introduces me to one farmer.
Hi, John. Come on over.
Part-time farmer and teacher John Edgerton says he checked his test batches recently.
I didn't know what I was to expect, and I went out there, and lo and behold, it's just greening up beautifully. Matter of fact, it may be yet too thick, so we'll see.
Edgerton wants to know whether sheep can get cheap feed from leftover wheatgrass or whether farmers could save on tractor fuel.
Even one farmer said to me, you know, even if I could get 3 or 4 years of a decent crop off of planting perennial wheat without having to go back in and plow and do all this, he said it would be enormous savings.
Pretty soon, another perennial wheat researcher joins us in the test field. He's Brooke Wilkie. He tells me all this work on perennial wheat and other grains will work best if the final product, that grain, tastes like what we're used to.
I hear that you actually baked some chocolate chip cookies with perennial wheat.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, a big component of this work is, will people eat the perennial wheat?
Dr. Snap tasted some of Wilkie's cookies. She says the wheat tasted kind of nutty, but good. Dr. Snap says maybe one day she and other researchers will prove perennial grain plants can thrive. After that, maybe bread or cereal companies like Kellogg's will run taste tests of their own. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.